The Messenger, 1892. December 15th, 1892. Privilege of Prayer, Ellen G. White. After Christ was baptized of John in Jordan, he came up out of the water and bowed upon the bank of the river and prayed fervently to his heavenly Father. The heavens were opened to his prayer, and the light of the glory of God, brighter than the sun at noonday, shone from the eternal throne. The form of a dove encircled the Son of God, while the clear voice from the excellent glory was heard, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Christ was the representative of humanity. He had laid aside his glory, stepped down from his throne, clothed his divinity with humanity, that with his human arm he might encircle the race, and with his divine arm reach the throne of the infinite. He took upon him the nature of man, and was tempted in all points like as we are. As a man, he supplicated at the throne of God, beseeching his Father to accept his prayer in behalf of humanity. And to his earnest petition, the heavens were opened. Never before had angels listened to such a prayer, and the glory of the majesty of heaven shone upon him, and words of love and approval assured him of the acceptance of his petition as man's representative. God accepted the fallen race through the merits of Christ. Communication between heaven and earth, between God and man, had been broken by the fall of Adam. But through Christ, man could again commune with God. He who knew no sin became sin for the race, that his righteousness might be imputed to man. Through the perfection of Christ's character, humanity was elevated in the scale of moral value with God. Finite man was linked with the infinite God. Thus, the gulf which sin had made was bridged by the world's Redeemer. How grateful should we be for the privileges which Christ has gained for us in opening heaven before us! What hope does it give to man that the Father said to Christ, who represented humanity, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased"? In the Father's acceptance of Christ in man's behalf, we are assured that through the merits of his Son, we may find access to God. We may be accepted in the Beloved. Jesus, the world's Redeemer, has opened the way so that the most sinful, the most needy, the most oppressed and despised may find access to God, may have a home in the mansions that Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love him. In a vision, Jacob beheld a mystic ladder reaching from earth to heaven, on which were angels ascending and descending, and from the throne of God the glory of heaven streamed down. This ladder represented Jesus, the appointed medium of communication between man and God. Had he not by his humanity bridged the gulf of separation that sin had made between God and his people, the angels could never have been ministering spirits to communicate with fallen man. But through Christ, man in his weakness and helplessness is connected with the source of infinite power. Jesus lived a life of prayer. After toiling all day, preaching to the ignorant, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, feeding the multitudes, evening after evening, he went away from the confusion of the city, and in some retired place, poured forth supplication to his Father with strong crying and tears. At times, the bright beams of the moon shone upon his bowed form, and again clouds and darkness shut away all light. While bowed in the attitude of a suppliant, the dew and the frost of night rested upon him. He frequently continued his petitions through the entire night. If the Savior of men felt the need of prayer in our behalf, how much more should feeble, sinful mortals feel the necessity of prayer, fervent, constant prayer, on their own account? Mrs. E. G. White.